So find yourself somewhere quiet, where you can sit or lay down comfortably, making sure you are not interrupted for the next half hour or so. Preparing now to relax more deeply, you can allow your eyes to close if you haven't already done so. And if you have closed them already, then imagine them gently closing again. And take now a very slow, deep breath. That's good. Holding it just for a moment or two. And then slowly, gently, and smoothly breathe out. That's it. All the way out as you allow yourself to relax more deeply. Feeling that calmness now spreading inside of you and settling you down. That's good. Just focus now for a while on your breathing. Breathing in through your nose to the count of five, and breathing out through your mouth on the count of seven. All the while noticing those sensations in your nose on each breath in, and noticing how the breath feels as you exhale. That's good. And just now keep breathing this way for a few moments. Be mindful of your breathing, and when noticing other thoughts, bringing your attention back to your breathing. That's it. Until you become focused on your breath. And that natural rest that is now flowing into your body. And as you allow that natural rest to settle you more deeply now, you can just comfortably follow the sound of my voice. And these words and suggestions and breathing so smoothly now and so evenly that you begin to get a sense of a safe place somewhere, a place where you connect with deep relaxation and rest, a deep sense of rest. A peaceful, tranquil place. It can be a place you've already been to, perhaps a place from your imagination, perhaps inspired by a picture you've seen somewhere, a travel brochure perhaps. It really doesn't matter. Whatever place you choose, it will be just perfect. And you can even be curious about what place comes to your mind as you rest there, more deeply relaxed now. And now perhaps you can reimagine yourself there. That's right, just get a sense of what it would be like to see yourself relaxing so very deeply now in that special place. And see if you can see that expression of rest on that face as you observe yourself over there in that peaceful place. And now getting a sense of that peace and that tranquility within you, calmness deep within you, reminding you that it's good to relax completely. It's okay to give yourself now this time out to rest deeply. That's good. And as you begin to rest and relax, you realize that in recent weeks, because of the outbreak of coronavirus, you've begun to realize exactly how often you do touch your face, and so you have decided that for the sake of your health and well-being, now is the time to stop this habit. And although it may seem it's going to be a challenge to stop, you're going to be pleasantly surprised to discover just how easy and simple it is. So now, as I count down from 5 to 1, you can really merge into that person, resting there, and experience yourself complete relaxation and deep rest found in the very core of your being, deep on the inside. That's good. And 5. Deeply relaxing now. 4. Deeper and deeper. And 3. So deeply. And 2. Deeper now. And 1. Gliding into and merging into that deeply relaxed you, feeling now this deep relaxation flowing through you as you let go. That's it. Let it all go now and allow yourself to go deeper and deeper still. And getting a sense now of what it is like being in this special place, as though you are really there, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, and feeling what you feel. That's it. Noticing the shapes and the colours around you. Feeling the temperature of the air around you. And hearing the sounds in this place. And notice this feeling now of deep peace. Deep peace and well-being again. A flowing of deep relaxation right from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. That's good. And just as you are enjoying this wonderful feeling of deep relaxation and calm, I wonder if you would also like to learn a very special technique. A technique to help you to stop those hands automatically touching your face. and resting even deeper now, and keeping your hands apart. Perhaps now you could gently bring the thumbs and middle fingers on each hand together, and then gently squeeze the thumb and finger of each hand, forming a round circle. That's it. That's good. And now as you're doing that, just say to yourself in your mind, my good health is very important to me. And enjoy now as you say those words to yourself, that wave of complete peace washing over you. That's good. And now just let each thumb and finger on each hand rest apart, positioning them comfortably and naturally, resting there on your lap. And just as you are resting here in this special peaceful place, you can imagine gently closing your eyes and preparing to now make a change within yourself. Deeply, deep within yourself, at the unconscious level in your mind. A change that is going to keep you healthy and well in so many ways, more than you might have ever imagined, right now and in the future. So from this moment on, touching your face is going to be a conscious action rather than something that you do automatically without thinking. And your wonderful, creative, unconscious mind is going to help you to become more aware of that action. That's good. And just now in this special place, you can allow those facial muscles to relax. That's it. Smooth out and soften those muscles around the eyes, those jaws, those cheeks now relaxing, that forehead smoothing as you relax more deeply. And as you exhale, just let out any tension or tightness. Let it go. Let it go from those shoulders as they relax more deeply. And notice now that wave of heaviness that's flowing down those arms towards those elbows and down into those hands and fingers. Arms becoming heavy, loose and limp, just like loose rubber bands. And relaxing more deeply now, you can really feel the heaviness, that deep heaviness in those fingers. A deep feeling of heaviness in those hands. And a deep heaviness in those arms as you relax more deeply. That's good. You're doing really well. And your subconscious mind runs your physical body. And as you know, your physical body is made up of tiny cells and minute atoms. And these form your muscles, your organs, your bones, and your flesh. And those hands are members of your body. And those hands rely on the rest of the body. Your hands are not alone. Your hands need the rest of the body to live healthily. They rely upon the heart and the lungs and the immune system and the rest of the body to keep healthy and well. And those hands can feel proud, proud to support the body, proud to keep themselves clean, and proud to care and nurture the body, helping to keep your body healthy. And now, particularly now, with this coronavirus going around, you can remain calm and tranquil. You can keep things in perspective because everything is for a season, and this season will too pass. And there are always times when bugs and germs and viruses go around. And this time that we are in will pass, just like when the storm passes overhead and moves away, dispersing. And the sun shines again, and you are healthy and well, and everyone around you is healthy and well. And in this time of the coronavirus going around, you can take protective measures. And those hands will support you in this decision to stop touching your face. Because from this moment on, those hands will stop mindlessly touching your face, so that any kind of contamination on them and the thought of letting that contamination enter the body can make those hands feel instantly heavy, deeply heavy, so heavy that they firmly refuse to get too close to the face or go anywhere near the face. A heaviness weighing those arms down. And as you rest there, you can notice that heaviness now. You can feel which arm feels heavier already, right now in this moment. Perhaps it's the left arm, or maybe the right. Just feel it now as you relax deeply. A heaviness in the fingers, a deep heaviness in the hands, and a deep heaviness now in the arms. That's good. And because those hands are part of the body, they have no life of their own. They protect the body. They rely on the rest of the body They rely on the heart, they rely on the lungs, and they rely on the immune system and all the rest of the body to keep healthy and well. And anytime you find your hand moving towards your face, your subconscious mind will immediately instruct your conscious thinking mind to stop, and you will feel that heaviness pull in your arms, your hand, your fingers away. And when it hears or sees or senses the word stop, this is exactly what you will do. And you will find that the more often you refrain from touching your face, the more natural it will feel not to touch it, and the more natural it is, the easier it becomes, as those hands can instinctively keep themselves away from the face. And as those hands keep the coronavirus and any other germs or viruses at arm's length away from the face, they can look forward to washing themselves thoroughly, regularly, throughout the day. And you can remain calm and clear-headed, and you can be consistent in how you take protective measures that are appropriate to keep yourself well and healthy. And hands are instinctively more careful about what they do. They instinctively know that they need to wash those hands before they do anything else. And if you can't wash your hands, then use a hand sanitizer. Or if you must touch your face, you might touch your face with a tissue, because you are setting up new habits, good habits, habits that are going to massively reduce the chances of any contaminant or virus getting into your body through your nose, eyes, and lips. And now, as you take another deep breath, you can get a sense of that old absent-minded pattern you had, and how it used to be, and what it used to be like when those hands would have touched the face unnecessarily in the past. But now, before they do, you hear in your mind that word stop, and your hands, fingers, and arms immediately feel heavy. Drift outside of yourself now and watch yourself doing something different. Watch yourself take command of those hands. That's it. See yourself. See yourself squeezing perhaps the middle finger and thumb of each hand together, knowing that you're saying to yourself in your mind, my good health is very important to me. And as you observe yourself, see yourself relax inside, as a deep unconscious heaviness flows down through your arms and your hands. And you can do that just now, as you slowly and gently bring that thumb and middle finger of each hand together and think to yourself, my good health is very important to me. And then you can relax even deeper still as you let the thumbs and fingers drift apart. And as those arms and hands rest comfortably heavy, that's good. And just right now, get a sense of recalling what it was like to be able to remember that old feeling of having been about to have just been touching your face in that old absent-minded way. And then just before you do so, hear the words stop and take a deep breath, and in your imagination just bring the thumb and finger of each hand together and say inside your mind, my good health is very important to me. And notice now how you can get on with doing something different. Something different with your hands. Something different with your attention. And there may be times during the day when you instinctively bring the middle finger and thumb of each finger together to give yourself that extra unconscious reminder of just how important this new habit is. And then there will be a time when you can just realize that you haven't been touching your face at all. And because you just haven't, you haven't even had to think about it. That the hands have deeply learned this new, healthier habit. A habit that's keeping you healthy and well, both for the coming weeks and months and years. And for the rest of your life, because you've got a new way to protect yourself. And it is so easy, so simple, and so healthy to look after yourself. And you feel so good. That's good. And now you can listen to this session as long as you like. And each time you do, you can strengthen and embed this simple, natural, healthy habit. And these words will stay with you. Growing stronger by the second, stronger by the minute, and stronger by the hour. And each day growing stronger and stronger as these suggestions are deeply embedded in your subconscious. And now it's time to come back to normal awareness. And as you prepare to do so, I will count up from 1 to 5. So coming back now. 1, becoming aware. 2, aware of your body. 3, coming up. 4, aware now of your environment. 5, feeling wide awake now and eyes open. Welcome back. Well, I hope you enjoyed this download, and you can find out more about me, Jackie Hill, on www.jackiehillcounseling.com. You can visit my website and you can visit my shop, where you'll find other downloads. But in the meantime, keep safe. Bye for now.